Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you found time in your schedule to share these next few minutes with me. And I want to talk about taking command over our situation. We must realize that we are in a continual spiritual warfare, and we cannot look to our own strength. We cannot rely on our own strength. Even if we've walked with the Lord any length of time, you may have had many spiritual victories, but beloved, our adversary is greater than flesh and blood, and only by the Spirit of the living God will we walk in that victory and possess the land in a spiritual way, our inheritance that God has for us. And just as the demonstration of the people of Israel after they wandered 40 years in the wilderness for their disobedience, lack of faith, that old generation died out, then it was a matter of moving on, going by faith into the promised land in obedience. And they were well able to take the land. The giants that were there, they dispossessed and obeyed God's word so that they were able to see the promises of God fulfilled that had been spoken to Moses. And so even though it was, years later, they began to experience the goodness of God, that He heard their cries. And so when we look at the life and ministry of Jesus, that great love that sent Him to the earth, and that memorable day when He hung between heaven and earth, nailed to the cross, the blood dripping from those royal wounds. He knew what it was to receive wounds in the house of His friends. Zechariah 13:6 says that. No one mourned or set up a monument that day except a few handful of people, John and the women who stayed at the foot of the cross. But when that glad day of His resurrection came, when those who mourned Him, His disciples, those who followed after Him, they saw Him, at one point over 500 at one time, and He talked with them. And this same one is the one that will come again in glory. He is the one that we serve now. And I just feel focused this week to really emphasize the person of Jesus, His ministry, and what He's done, and how great the love was that motivated this supreme sacrifice to restore mankind into fellowship with the Godhead. And in verse 18 of the Gospel of Luke, the fourth chapter, Jesus came to Nazareth, and as He had been brought up, His custom was to go into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and He stood up to read. And what was given to Him was the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when He opened the book, He found the place where it was written. Now, this is Luke, the fourth chapter. This is what He said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Are you brokenhearted today? To preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And then verse 20 says, He closed the book, gave it back to the minister, and verse 21 said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. He was quoting from Isaiah, the 61st chapter, and I'd like to read that. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And in Isaiah's rendering, and Jesus purposely omitted this, and the day of vengeance of our God, that day has not come yet, but it is coming, to comfort all that mourn. And then he makes it specific to those of his people, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And I just have to read verse 6, but you shall be named the priests of the Lord. You know, Revelation says that he's made us, washed us in his own blood, and made us kings and priests unto our God. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. And I've got to read 7. For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Praise God. So this is what Jesus came to do. He did do. And the Spirit of God is carrying on that ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was anointed to preach good tidings, to bind up the brokenhearted. So many are suffering today. So many are bound by addictions and darkness and sin. He's proclaiming liberty to the captives, to open the prison for those who were just bound, and to comfort all that mourn, to give his people the oil of joy for mourning and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, the planting of the Lord. He's planted us that he may be glorified. And then in Isaiah 53, let me turn over to that, verses 4 and 5. The word says, For thus saith the Lord God, My people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without. Now therefore, what have I here, saith the Lord, that my people is taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, saith the Lord, and my name continually every day is blasphemed. And so that's Isaiah 53. That's the condition of God's people in terms of what the enemy desires to do. Just as he rescued his people of old, he's doing that today for whomsoever would believe. And in Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, it says, Surely he hath borne our griefs, carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was upon us, and with his stripes we are healed. This is what the Lord came to do. He's our total victory, beloved, spiritually, physically, materially, and circumstantially. He bore our griefs. He carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our sins, bruised for our iniquities. With his stripes we are healed. And in keeping with Isaiah 61, if we go to Psalm 1 in verse 2, we find God saying that the man who delights in God's law, his word, and meditates in his word day and night shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Praise God. Verse 6, the last verse of Psalm 1 says, For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. He knows your way, beloved, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Verse 2 says, His delight, our delight, is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Isaiah 61 declares that Jesus came to deliver mankind, and that his work would make the people like trees of righteousness, strong, sturdy, immovable, the planting of the Lord by streams of living water. Why? That he might receive glory. In that first chapter of the book of Psalms, Psalm 1, verse 4, we're told the ungodly are not so. And so It is God's heart, His will, for man to be saved, for man to be a whole person, for man to be healthy in his physical body, as well as emotionally, mentally. And it's God's will for His people to live victoriously, because He's given us power over all the power of the enemy, all the works of darkness, and we do not have to be defeated. Like Jesus said to the devil, he has no part in me, and he has no part in us, beloved. And so it's time for us, the people of God, to begin to take control over the attacks of Satan. Some of you have been so beat down, and you know, if the persecution, the hindrances, I'm taking in the spirit, the warfare continues. There are times you just get so weak that you don't feel like you've got the strength to stand your ground and fight the good fight of faith. God knows that. In fact, before this broadcast comes to a close, let's just take a few moments to pray. Father, I pray for those who are weary right now, weary of the battle, weary of the trial and testings. Lord, they have tried to do that which has pleased you, but Lord, constant warfare, just as in the natural, soldiers need times of R&R. And so, Father, I pray that you would give them that needed rest, give them vision and hope, strengthen them with might in their inner man. They need that, Lord, to be able to stand in the days in which we are living. And so, Father, I release your power, your anointing to destroy every yoke, and your joy and peace to fill their souls even now, so that they will know that they know they're not alone, but the God of heaven and earth is with them, and that you will fulfill your purpose for them. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, it's been a joy and a privilege to share the word of the Lord. You know, as we hear these familiar passages, well, you know, if you're young in the Lord, you may not have been aware of them. When I got saved, I really didn't know the word of God, but it's always a discovery. There's always beautiful revelation in the Word of God for us. If we're hungry, He's going to fill us. Amen. If we're searching, He will give us answers. Praise God. Well, beloved, I must bring this broadcast to a close. And I thank you for your prayer support. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.